HarperCollins presents Learn Japanese with Paul Noble for Beginners, Part 1. Created and read by Paul Noble.
Hello, I'm Paul Noble. Welcome to the course. You're about to embark on a method of learning a language in which there are no complicated grammatical explanations and where you won't be asked to memorize long lists of vocabulary. Instead, it will be the way in which the course is structured that will by itself ensure that you remember what you're taught. Through your interaction with this recording, I will lead you through the Japanese language, enabling you to build up complex sentences by yourself, step by step, so that you're actually speaking independently in Japanese by the end of the course. And this will be true regardless of how little or how much you know when you begin. The only thing you will need to do is to follow my three basic setup rules. These are crucial, and as long as you follow them, the course should work exactly as I've described. The first of these setup rules is that I want you to take your time with the course. In particular, I want you to take your time to think out your answers, to think out your responses. Natural length pauses have been included in this recording, so you'll have plenty of time to give your response. However, if you do need longer to respond, simply pause the course and take your time to think out what you want to say. There's no rush. Just think it out at a pace that suits you. So, that's my first basic setup rule. When you listen to the course, just take your time and think out your response. My second basic setup rule is that I don't want you to make any particular effort to remember what I'm teaching you. In fact, strange as it might sound, I actually want you to forget it. As I say, this probably sounds a little strange, but as you'll know if you've ever tried to memorize a list of vocabulary, memorizing words or phrases doesn't tend to work very well. So we're not going to do that here. Instead, what's going to happen in this course is that I'm going to introduce various words and ideas, with my expectation being that you won't remember all of them the first time around. You'll definitely forget some of them. And that's fine, because what this is going to allow me to do is to remind you of those words later on, when I bring them up again. In fact, this will happen throughout the course, so that you'll pick up and learn these words and ideas, not by trying to memorize them, but by simply going along with the flow of the course, during which I will keep coming back to many of the same ideas and words. You'll forget them, and then I'll remind you of them. And you'll forget them again, and I'll remind you of them again. And by going through this process of forgetting and then being reminded, eventually you'll just know them, as you'll discover by the time you've reached the end of the course. So the second, and actually the most important of my three setup rules is, don't worry about trying to remember what I'm teaching you. Instead, just let yourself forget it. Okay, now the third and final setup rule is that I don't want you to worry about making mistakes. We all make mistakes when we are first learning a new foreign language. That's normal, and it's one of the best ways to learn, in fact. So don't worry about getting everything right the first time. As I said a moment ago, everything that's in the course will be reintroduced a number of times anyway. Just relax and let it happen. So, to sum up, I want you to take your time, let yourself forget, and don't worry about making mistakes. If you can do that, then the course will work exactly as it's intended to. Now, the Japanese language. Japanese is often thought of as an incredibly difficult language, one completely alien to English in every possible way, impenetrable, or at least profoundly difficult. But in fact, it's none of these things. Not only does it, on the one hand, have a great number of words in common with English, it is also, in many ways, grammatically much simpler than English, as you're just about to find out. So, let's begin. The capital of Japan, Tokyo, in Japanese is pronounced as
Tokyo. Tokyo.
So it's similar to English, except the O sounds in it are a bit longer. Now,
sample complete. Ready to continue?